Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We are all very aware of the issues companies have been facing through this pandemic, but what about the cities, towns, and counties across our state? With many of them relying on hospitality and accommodations taxes, their finances have been hit hard as well. Lawrence Flynn is a public finance attorney with Pope Flynn, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Columbia, South Carolina. Lawrence, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
First of all, give us an overview of your firm. What all does Pope Flynn do?
Pope Flynn is a boutique law firm focusing almost exclusively on the representation of local government and state agencies in the state of South Carolina and portions of North Carolina. We have an office in Columbia, which is our main office, Spartanburg, Charleston, and Charlotte.
With this pandemic, we've been hearing a lot about not just individuals and businesses having financial issues, but cities, towns, counties, local governments. Tell us what you know about that situation.
Sure, and we got a lot of calls from our clients early as the pandemic started to shake out. And it's interesting, in talking to lots of them, they're not exactly the canary in the coal mine for purposes of seeing dramatic shifts yet. Thinking through kind of the way most local government in South Carolina set their budgets, most of them run on a July-June fiscal year. For the most part, a lot of them had revenues early on in this process. I think what really is going to be the tail of the tape for the traditional general fund revenues is looking into the end of the 2021 budget cycle when the next series of ad valorem taxes come. And that's what we're going to see folks that are struggling to make property tax payments, businesses that are struggling to make business license payments. The state has obviously spent a lot of money trying to stave off greater issues among its voting public. And I think that's really where we're going to see a lot of the concern in local government. But I will say they are feeling it. You know, they have discretionary income sources. You think of hospitality taxes, accommodations taxes, local option sales tax monies, franchise fee revenues from utility payers. So those are things that they've seen an immediate, you know, kind of fall off. And I think it also depends on where you fall in the state. If you are a city in the Midlands, you may have not seen quite as much of a fall off in the discretionary revenues, hospitality and accommodations, simply because you're not as reliant on those tourism dollars. But if you're down in the low country, you're in Charleston or you're in Myrtle Beach or Hilton Head or Beaufort, I think they've seen a much more dramatic drop in those discretionary revenues.
And so what have been your recommendations to these local governments to work their way towards being able to deal with these lower revenues?
The benefit of that actually is on that same budget cycle coming into the pandemic, most of them were actually in the process of setting their fiscal year 2021 budget. So the fiscal year typically is going to start on July the 1st. And so in the February, March, April timeframe, most of those folks were putting the final touches on the fiscal 21 budget. I think we started seeing information come in from the state and from the feds, and we started recognizing that this was not something that was just going to go away quickly. Most of them, I believe, started budgeting and tightening the belt for next year's budget cycle. And that meant trying to prop up, you know, general fund reserves, cutting back on larger capital items. Like a lot of businesses, local government's largest expense is going to be their people cost.
And so we are indeed seeing layoffs then at the local government level as well?
You know, incrementally, you know, right now, a lot of them still are not open to the public. And so I think where they could do some type of reduction in force, or where they could move people into different positions or move folks into part-time positions, they've certainly tried to do that. From a long-term budgeting standpoint, I think the way a lot of folks are trying to deal with it is looking at the capital costs, which is the next item that's traditionally seen as a major expense at the local government level. And so if you can look into your capital plan and say, you know, we can put off buying that new fleet of police cars, we can put off buying that new garbage truck, we can put off buying that new fire truck, you can move that into later budget cycles. And while that asset, you know, continues to depreciate, it just may allow folks to extend and do more with less.
Well, Lawrence, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, Mike.
Lawrence Flynn is a public finance attorney with Pope Flynn, and he spoke to us by phone from his office in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to his firm posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.